Senator Fetterman thanks Trump administration for Pennsylvania infrastructure projects. By Olivia Rondo on July 25, 2025. Senator John Fetterman, DPA, thanked the Trump administration for releasing more than $1 billion in grants for Pennsylvania infrastructure projects, reiterating his commitment to work across the aisle. The Department of Transportation, DOT, led by Secretary Sean Duffy, will send grants, including 53 projects across the state, amounting to about $1.2 billion, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. The grants are a portion of a massive backlog of federal dollars approved, but never obligated, by the Biden administration, Duffy exclusively told Breitbart News last month. DOT officials told the Inquirer that 10 priority grants previously discussed with Fetterman have already cleared a review, and 2 have been obligated. "I've made clear I'd work across the aisle, find common ground, and secure wins for PA. After a few good faith meetings, I thank Sec Duffy for being a man of his word and putting politics aside," Fetterman wrote Friday on X. "We will now have $1 billion in infrastructure funding released for our Commonwealth," the Democrat senator added. He previously met with Duffy ahead of his Senate confirmation, voicing his support for the Trump appointee after the pair spoke. After Duffy became Secretary of Transportation with votes from 23 Democrats, including Fetterman, the pair continued to meet and work together. "When I stopped by Secretary Duffy's office in April, he readily and graciously received me for an unannounced visit," Fetterman said in a statement to the Inquirer. "I came in good faith to work across the aisle and fight for these endangered infrastructure projects. More than $1 billion in funding that was at risk is now back on track. Secretary Duffy and I put politics aside and affirmed that our nation's infrastructure is bipartisan," he added. Fetterman has voiced his support for the administration's policies and lambasted his fellow Democrats several times in the last few months, including by throwing his support behind Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, calling President Donald Trump's strikes on Iran the correct move, and calling out his own party for supporting Hamas terrorists.